here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 13th of October, 2010. It was on this day, 1884, that Universal Time was established using the longitude line running through Greenwich near London as the origin of GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, the standard point of reference for time zones. Before standard time came along, cities around the world were using the local position of the sun to set their own official clocks, which of course became a problem in the second half of the 19th century when steam engines and trains came in, trains that could travel so fast over long distances that train conductors kept needing to readjust their clocks to local uncoordinated time, having to do it many times on a single long train ride. All very confusing. So, in 1879, a man named Sanford Fleming suggested that the world be divided into 24 time zones, an hour apart, each time zone 15 degrees of longitude, the vertical lines on the globe. And then a few years later, on this day, 1884, at the International Meridian Conference in Washington, delegates from around the world voted to make the local time at Greenwich the universal standard time on which all other time zones would be based. Greenwich chosen because there was a famous Royal Greenwich Observatory, which many maps already used as a reference point. The French abstained from the vote. The French waited another four decades to adopt the Greenwich Meridian, but eventually they did, and people could figure out what time it was at any place on the globe. It's the birthday of the songwriter Paul Simon, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1941. He and his friend Art Garfunkel recorded their first album Wednesday morning, 3 a.m., in 1964, and it was a big flop, so Simon moved back in with his parents. But without telling them, a producer added electric guitar, bass, and drums to the song The Sound of Silence, released it as a single, and it went to number one on the pop charts. It's the birthday of the novelist Conrad Richter, born in Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, 1890. His wife got sick. They moved to New Mexico for her health, and Conrad Richter became interested in the history of the Southwest and wrote historical fiction about Western pioneers. Here's a poem for today by Marcia Popp entitled Accidents. I broke a vase at my great-grandfather's house when I was five. Here, come sit on my lap, he said. Don't feel bad about that vase. I didn't like it anyway. You helped me get rid of it. I knew better, but let him comfort me, while I felt secretly bad inside. Did you know that my own mother said I was her worst boy? No, I said, that can't be true. Oh, yes, he said. And she was right. I made accidents happen all the time. I didn't really mean to do bad things. They just came upon me when I wasn't paying attention. When I was five, my brother and I chased the goose in the barnyard until it fell over dead. We propped her up in the fence so she would appear to be interested in the grass on the other side. What happened? My father noticed that the goose did not move all day. We got spanked. Should I get spanked, too, for the vase? Not in my house, he said. Accidents, a poem by Marcia Popp, from Comfort in Small Rooms, published by Black Zinnias and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with four sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Baim. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.